In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Another important point, reason for hope. That's the term used by Saint Peter. We have to have a reason for hope, and we be ready, always be ready, to reason your faith and hope, to have logic, to answer back any question coming to you. Again, the passage, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that's in you, with meekness and fear. So now we are going to discuss this point. What are our reasons for our hope? You know, first of all, when we say hope, I would ask myself, what's my hope? My hope is eternal life through Christ. Simply, my hope as Christian is eternity through Christ. We have no other hope. Yes, we believe in Him solving our problems nowadays. We believe in Him helping us to feel safe, to feel happy, to feel peace. But the most important hope is to catch the kingdom of heaven, and there is no other way but Him. So when I stick to the Lord, when I come near to Him, when I spend my life praying to Him and loving people as He commanded me, so I'm going forward in His way to catch the kingdom of heaven. So this is my hope. I'm living with the hope. What are my reasons for this? My logic. First of all, the reasons of hope, we have to focus on what we always call the good news. You know, the word evangelion. Evangelion is a Greek word. Evangelion. From which came evangelism. From which came many other words related. Evangelion in the Greek word, simply the good news. So the Bible itself is the good news. So whatever written in the Bible, it's a good news. It's good to know that you are beloved and the mahbub. It's a good news. When I come to any of you, fajaa kida, and I tell him, by the way, I want to tell you one thing. All the conference loved you so much. You will be happy because you found out that you are beloved. You did not expect this. So this is kind of a good news, just to know that you are beloved. And if I'm telling you, Pop Shinoda loves you. Ah, come on, this is too serious. Then I'm going to. So more and more, when you find out that you are beloved not by any man, but by God Himself. So this is the good news. So, first of all, my reason for hope, why you are happy as Christian, why you look joyful, why you accepting things around in a peaceful way, why you are not that anxious like others, simply because God loves me. I'm beloved. So the first idea, the first reason for my hope, that I believe in God's love, which means to me He really loves me. So I'm well known to Him. Because most of the people living on earth, they do not believe in God. So they do not receive His love. They do not accept to be loved. They do not believe that there is any kind of true love. That's why they feel sorry for themselves. They feel lonely. They feel sad. They feel down. But let's enjoy our life because we are beloved. We found out that there is God, and this God, the Creator, He is really loves in loving each of us. And you know, another point which is very positive, that His love is unconditioned. George, would you please tell the people around Habibi to stay silent, right? His love is unconditioned. What do we mean by unconditioned? That even in times of being bad, in times of sins, if you step away from God, if you keep yourself against God, He still loves you. Because this is His character. He cannot ignore you. He cannot forget you. This is the good news. It's a fact. And because I believe in this fact, I have my hope that He will accept me whenever I come back to Him. Because His character is this. He is love. So, whatever I do, He still loved me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So my reason for hope, always magnified the idea that one time I will be asked clearly, why you believe in God, why you are happy. Why you are not afraid like others? If you are not afraid, by the way. But if you are afraid, they will not ask you. So, if you have this hope, and the hope is well shown to others, you will be faced by the questions. Why? What's behind you? So, the first answer, the simplest answer, because I believe in God. God is there. God is a fact. God is true. God is real. God is living. And this God is love. And this God loves me. And I believe He cares for me. He knows me very well. He is responsible for me. And because of this, I'm happy. So this is the reason of hope. That's why, you know, in this you cannot find much logic. This is kind of personal experience. So you will be asked when you have a real personal relationship. People will not ask you if you are very much intellectual. You read many books and you have a very good logic. They will not ask you. But they will ask you if they find you in times of tribulations, in dark times, that you can overcome it. That you still stand strong. So you are not normal. You are super normal. Where did you get this? So this is the time they will ask you. Another verse, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. By saying love God, that means you believe in Him. That's why you love Him back. He loves you and you love Him back. And for those who love Him, everything is going for their best, for their good. To those who are called according to His purpose. So, if you believe in God is love, you also believe that He is doing everything around for your sake. Accordingly, you are happy. You are living in hope. The second point, the second reason for hope, that you are hoping to get the eternal life, the kingdom of heaven, God's kingdom. For those who are waiting this gift with the end of their days, they stay their life happily. Let me simplify the idea. If I tell you, by the way, Habibi, if you stay this week trying to pray and be good, next week each of you will take $1 million. طبعا انتو من دلوقتي هتبقوا فرحانين جدا ومش عاوزين تناموا, and you will stay praying and doing very good. It's kind of 1 week, يعني نستحمله, and it's $1 million. So, with the idea of the coming gift, it's not there yet, it's not in your hand, but with the simple idea of the coming gift, from this minute you are happy, because you are waiting a good thing to come. This is the attitude of Christians. Christians believe in the promise. We believe that He promised us with His eternal life. Although we are weak, we are not good, but because He is love and He wants to give us His kingdom, we are happy waiting for the gift. We are like children waiting to go for picnic after a few days, and we are dreaming of this picnic. You got the idea? So this is the reason for hope. Why you are happy? Because I believe God loves me, and also I believe the kingdom is waiting for me. I'm going to the kingdom. So this is the good news, and I believe in it, so I'm living in hope, so they will ask me, and I have my reason. I'm not mad, I have my reason to be happy. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, also there was no more sea. Another verse, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Whatever suffering nowadays is never compared to the precious gift of the eternity. So the glory will be revealed in us with the end of the days, much, 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 much more than any kind of suffering all days of our life. So you believe, you hope, you are happy, you will be asked, you have your reason. Again, you believe, you hope, you are happy, you will be asked, you have a reason to tell others why you are happy. Because I believe in the kingdom. Another good verse, for our light affliction, affliction يعني الديقه, which is but for a moment is working for us in a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Look to the words of the philosopher St. Paul. But for a moment, yes, there is affliction. We cannot deny this. There is kind of pain daily on this earth. But for a moment is working for us, positively working for us, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The third point, the third reason, I'm talking about reasons, reasons of hope, for hope. The third reason, not only God loves me, not only I'm waiting for His kingdom, but also my God is almighty. He can do everything. And also He is very wise. So He is choosing always the best for me. Because if your father, Abu Ghad, your father on earth, he loves you, but does he have the power, had the power to give you whatever you like? Definitely no. Is he wise enough to solve your problems? Not necessarily. So although he loves you, but he cannot do much for you. But when you put these three main points, love, power, and wisdom, you get everything. Again, when you put love, power, and wisdom, now you are dead sure that you will get the best of everything. Right? So he is wise, he is powerful, and he loves you. So you are living happily. Nothing will go bad. Everything is working for your best. Again, it was written, His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. So, look to this. His divine power. It's not a physical power, a man power, forget the man. He is holy, He is God, the Almighty, He can do everything. So we believe in Him and we hope for Him, so they will ask us and we have our reason. One of the reasons that our God is powerful. He is strong enough to solve our problems and wise enough to choose the best of the solutions. Another verse, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. So, when it comes to any intellectual problem, God, I cannot understand you in this. Why? Why this is happening to me? I believe in you loving me. I believe in you powerful. I believe in you wise enough. But I do not understand this event. Actually, I need not to understand. I just trust. I trust He knows what He's doing. Because at the distance from heaven to earth is very huge. Also, the distance between my mind to understand and His mind is more huge. You got the meaning? So if I did not understand, it's not a major problem for me, because I believe. Again, if I don't understand, there is no major problem, because I believe. I believe He is choosing the best. Now, how come He is choosing the best and you are suffering? I do not know. But He knows. I do not understand, but definitely He is doing the best, as usual. فهمتوا اللي أنا بقوله ولا مش واضحة؟ حتى دي مهمة يا جماعة. Because when they ask you about your hope, why you are happy living with God, although you are persecuted, you are suffering, you are afflicted, you are in bad timing, you may not have an answer for the specific event. Why you lost your dear person? Why you were, persecuted and God is silent? Why? I don't have an answer. But I have a major answer. My major answer is, I believe in my God, the loving one, the almighty, the wisest, so I'm that sure this is my best, although I am in pain. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ مش لازم ألاقي إجابة عن سؤال محدد في حياتي، بس عندي إجابة كبيرة مغطياني، هو ده الهوب، أنا متأكد منه، بيحبني، وبيعمل الصح، وبيعمل أحسن حاجة. مع اني مش فاهم اللي بيحصل، مش مهم، لست تفهم بعد ما انا اصنع. Another important verse in this, he said the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. Things are not possible for us, but things are always possible for God, because He is the Almighty. They ask you, that's the words of Saint Peter. They may ask us why you are happy, although this is the common way of questioning you. And you know, this case, you may not start discussion. Yani I can see, many of our congregations in America, they live in their career, and they are not allowed actually to speak the word of God. مش زي ما احنا فاكرين يعني هناك برضو في قواعد كده. But usually it started this way. A good Christian living among some unbelievers always come a minute that some of them come asking him, why you are good? Why you are not sharing us our bad deeds? Why you still love us although we are not good? Why are you still smiling although you have many problems? So there is always why also. And this is the key of the reason for hope. At this time, you mention your faith. I believe God loves me. I believe everything is doing fine. I believe in His almighty and wise character. So I'm happy with whatever happening. Another way, why things are not good and you say God is good. Again, this is the reason for hope. Why innocent people may suffer and God may not respond. Again, I do not have an exact, literal answer to this. We still believe that He is good. And He loves us. He knows what He's doing. He is the Almighty God. And He is the wisest, so we are living in peace. We still can smile. You got the meaning? So we may not have an exact definite answer. There must be another reason unknown to me. That's my reason. there should be a reason, but I do not know the reason now. خلي بالكم المعنى ده. God is reasonable, yes, but I may not know His reason. But He always show Himself reasonable. When you look to the history, He is reasonable. When you look to His life, He was reasonable in whatever He's saying and whatever He's doing. In His judge's attitude, He is always reasonable. But the problem, I may not get the reason, at least for now. But after some time, usually I say, wow, okay, now I know, now I understand. But now you know, it's not now. يعني بتيجي كلمة now I know, now دي بقى ربنا يديكوا العمر. Okay. مرة أبونا يوحنا بتاع إنجلترا, ده حبيبي يعني, وهو برضو إيفانجلست كده, حكالي حكاية. كانت لسه طالعة لعبة أتاري. تسمعوا عن لعبة أتاري؟ أتاري دي لعبة طلعت متخلفة كده من 20 سنة. فقال لي, أنت عارف أن ربنا بيلعب أتاري؟ فأنا قلت أبونا هيهرج بقى تهريج زيادة وإيه مسحش يعني. فأنا فهم الأتاري دي حاجات زي البلاي ستيشن كده, أنا مش فهم قوي بس. فقلت له أبونا يعني إيه؟ قال لي أقول لك, مرة لعب مع يوسف. قلت له يوسف مين؟ لا يلعب مع ربنا يعني. قال يوسف ابن يعقوب. ماشي ابن يعقوب أنا عارف. فقال لي إيه؟ خلى أخواته يكرهوه, أنا مستني ما يفهم, وبعدين إخواته يرموه في البير, وبعدين يبيعوه, وبعدين يمشي كويس فمرات الراجل تضيعه تسجنه, بعدين في السجن يستنى يخرج ما بيخرجش, وبعدين الوزراء يتسجنه وخلاص هيطلع ما طلعش, وهو مش فاهم حاجة. أتاري ربنا عاوز يطلعه يبقى رئيس وزراء. فهمت المعنى؟ طلعت أتاري دي مش لعبة. أنا بفتكرها لما بقول لكم الحتة دي. This is the way we play with the Lord. There is always Atari. Atari يعني one day we will find out, oh, now I understand the last 15 years. Okay? Atari. So, this happens always with the people of God. And we find out that really He is good. And He loves us. And He can do everything. And He is wise enough to do, to choose the best. But there is always Atari في الموضوع. في Atari في اللعبة. My understanding does not cancel my faith. Again, if in any time I do not understand, this will not stand against my faith. No, I still believe, although I do not know. God's existence, God is there, even if I cannot see Him. And God loves me, even if He is harsh nowadays. And God is fair, although everything around is not fair. So we always have this although, but we believe. Again, this goes with the words of St. Paul when he said once in his letter to Corinthians, I know some knowledge, but I do not claim knowing everything. مرة بولس قال كده, أنا أعلم بعض العلم. So nobody can say, I know everything. That's why there is always a reason for God to do many things which we not yet know. Lastly, I would say, why people are not asking us? St. Peter assumed that people will come asking us for the reason of for hope. But most of the people are not doing so. هل العيب عندنا ولا عندهم؟ طبعا عندنا. خلينا واضحين. So the مشكلة عندنا. They will come asking you, if you know, they see the integrity and honesty in time of loss and non-appreciation. You're still honest, although you are not appreciated. In this time, they may come asking you. Because we are not looking for the appreciation of people, we are looking for Him. So in this time they may come. You know, when it comes to time of trials and pain, and you still have joy and peace. When it's time for temptation and spreading of new movements or يعني طيارات غريبة بتحصل, and you still look for chastity and purity. I can see this clearly in the use of the Coptic Church living in the Western countries. They are fighting يعني badly, لأنه ضغط فظيع إنهم يعيشوا صح في زمن كله غلط. إنما هيجوا يسألوا بقى, هيسألوا الشاب اللي مالوش girl friend, are you normal? Yes, I'm normal. Why you are not having dates? Why you don't have a girlfriend? Why you never had a sexual relationship? You are odd. You are strange. So he will suffer for this. But because of his belief, he is strong. And this is the time to reason for hope. Understand? This is the time to answer about God. I believe God loves me, and I believe in His Almighty, His wisdom, and His salvation. They will ask you in time of facing enemies and different beliefs, and you still kept your heart in love and giving. They will ask you when you commit yourself to prayers, fasting, charity, in time of pressures and stresses. When they see somebody going to the church regularly and his time is very tight and he is very much burdened with problems and pressures, but he still pray regularly and read the Bible regularly and make the fasting strong. Come on, what do you do? Focus on your problem. So in this they will ask you to reason for hope. Again, I'm just revising. The usual reasons are, God loves me because He gave me freedom. The second point, freedom is the cause of evil and sometimes of pain. So it's not God who hurt me. I'm the one who hurt myself. Waiting for the eternal life and not caring much about the earthly life. I have a mission that I'm living for it. I'm putting, you know, the usual answers for most of the questions. Again, there are usual answers for usual questions. Always relate the question to the love of God, to the freedom of man, to the eternal life as goal, to the mission you have in life. Our Lord Jesus Christ teaching, loving everyone no matter what sort of person who is. And this is, you know, this is the true Christianity. Because I think this is very important key nowadays, that we Christians should love everyone. People love only those who love them back. But Christians, different, can love everyone whatever his attitude. Lastly, I'm not perfect, but I'm trying my best to be perfect. You know, sometimes they compete the morals of Christianity to the morals of any religion on the basis of Christians and Hindu or Buddhist. So they find out that some of the Hindu or Buddhist or humanitarians or are good and sometimes better than the morals of Christians. Wait a minute. Let me put this clear. We are not perfect as Christians, but we are trying to be perfect as Him. Don't put me in comparison with anybody. Put my model in comparison to anyone. My role model is Christ. Christ, the man called Jesus Christ. Put Him in comparison with anyone. He is my role model. Be fair, don't put me. I'm not perfect yet. Although I'm trying to be perfect. فاهمين الفكرة؟ يعني ساعات يجي واحد يقول لك ايه؟ مسيحية ايه اللي انتم ماسكينها؟ ده المسيحيين بيعملوا وبيعملوا وبيعملوا. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ فبيشرك المسيحية عشان المسيحية الحياة معها حق، بس مش معها حق ان المسيحية غلط، هي المسيحيين غلط. لكن Christianity is not wrong but Christians are living a wrong life. So look back to the role model of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So we have to have reason for hope, but before the reasoning, we have to love people around. Thank God. Glory to God. Amen.